2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, January 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 42 degrees.
Couple of minor crashes on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. We're learning new details this noon hour about the abduction and rescue of a Hunter High student.
Our worst nightmare that we hope would never happen, but that's actually how she was taken.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has been following the case and has this update.
The girl was walking home from school alone when she was reportedly forced by a man inside his vehicle. Along the way, he tossed her cell phone, which actually ended up helping cops find the home.
From the location that cell phone was found, they started a grid search and were able to locate a vehicle and car that matched the description.
Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police says the girl was able to escape the home after reportedly being assaulted. The man accused of the kidnapping, 44-year-old Creed Cole Lujan, has a criminal record going back years. He pleaded guilty to attempted murder in 2009, and state corrections records shows he's currently on parole. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Former Rich County Commissioner Tom Weston is facing charges that he sexually abused a child. A police affidavit says the abuse took place over the course of up to 2 years. Weston was arrested after the Rich County Sheriff monitored a phone call between the victim and Weston.
High on the Hill 2020.
Some developing news coming from the state legislature, where tax reform is once again on center stage. And we also have an update on the referendum designed to repeal the new tax reform bill if lawmakers don't remove it first. Let's go live to the state capitol, where we find KSL's News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
And Maria, lawmakers just barely did remove it. After a short discussion, the House passed the bill, repealing the tax code by a 70-1 vote, with Representative Kevin Stratton being the lone no vote. Representative Francis initially supported the reform, but recognized many people didn't want it. He says the state does not have a money problem, it has a distribution problem.
I realize there's a misconception that this was a rushed bill done in the middle of the night. I will fiercely defend it, but that was not.
And just seconds ago, the Senate also approved this bill 27-0 with two people being absent. And even if the tax reform wasn't repealed, elections officials say the referendum did gather enough signatures to get it on the ballot, and the tax code would have been put on hold anyway. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump announced a new Mideast peace plan today. The president says in his plan, Jerusalem will be recognized as Israel's capital, but Palestinians will have their own land, including East Jerusalem, for a future state. For this all to take place, the president says certain criteria must be met.
We will also work to create a contiguous territory within the future Palestinian state for when the conditions for statehood are met, including the firm rejection of terrorism.
The president made the announcement at the White House with Israeli leaders standing beside him. Palestinian leaders have reportedly already rejected the deal and say they won't engage in talks with U.S. officials.
Presidential impeachment.
The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Lindsey Graham, says he's heard enough information to move forward with the Senate impeachment trial without witnesses. Senator Graham says the president's legal team has done a good job explaining why it was appropriate for the president to bring up the Bidens in his dealings with Ukraine. And he says if the Democrats want witnesses, they don't get to pick one or two and call it good.
If people want witnesses, we're going to get a lot of witnesses. This idea of calling one and one makes zero sense to me.
Senator Chuck Schumer says it's necessary to allow former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify.
The New York Times reported on several stunning chapters from Ambassador Bolton's book. including the admission by Mr. Bolton that he was ordered by the president to continue freezing military assistance to Ukraine until it announced the political investigations he was seeking.
Today is the final day of opening arguments in the impeachment trial. Utah Senator Mitt Romney made national headlines when he said he would like to hear Bolton testify, but Romney's colleague in the Senate, Mike Lee, disagrees.
Even if there were no privilege, even if there were no classification concerns with what he's got to say, there still isn't a genuine issue of fact that would be resolved by him testifying. I feel like, well, we got what we need.
Lee tells KSL's David Dujanovic the accusations against the president still don't rise to the level of impeachable offenses. Last week, Utah banned the practice of conversion therapy, and now Kentucky legislators are considering a similar bill. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Kentucky's 12th District Republican Senator Alice Forkey Kerr has drafted the measure to ban conversion therapy after seeing the movie Boy Erased.
My baby, who is 31, and he is gay.
She hopes to convince members of her caucus to approve the ban, which is already in 19 states.
In my Christian faith, I'm taught that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made.
State Senator Kerr thinks her effort is a long shot this session, but hopes her bill begins a long conversation that will change minds. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, did a former Utah Jazz man try and help the late Kobe Bryant get to 60 points in Kobe's final NBA game? And a look at your new time drive.
There's one crash, and it's on I-15 in the final cleanup stages around the South Interchange. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Welcome him to KSL. Lee Lonsberry.
I am drawn to news that is informing people and empowering people.
12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows? At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this hour, we've been learning new details this noon hour about the abduction and rescue of a Hunter High student. Police laying out the details of how she was abducted and then how she did escape from her captor. KSL News Time, 12:08.
The death of Kobe Bryant. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Since the death of NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, many professional athletes and sports broadcasters have been sharing their personal stories. NBC's Mike Tirico was on the Ryan Russillo podcast when he talked about Kobe's final game in the NBA, which happened to be against the Utah Jazz. In that story, he pointed out how it appeared that Gordon Hayward made sure that Kobe had a chance to reach 60 points.
He's at the line the second time, and you've got to watch on the free throw line closest to Kobe. Back to the camera is Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward steps into the lane as Kobe's about to shoot that last free throw for 60 in case he missed it to give him another shot for 60.
Gordon Hayward has now responded to that story, saying that he did not intentionally step into the lane. Hayward continued saying that that was a night that he will truly never forget, as he can remember almost every moment of it. And he said his goal that night was to compete as hard as he possibly could against Kobe, because that is what it was all about. And he wanted to give it his very best. Now, he says that Kobe got 60 on him and he didn't give him anything free all night. He says what happened on the free throw line was not intentional. Kobe would have lost respect for him if he had given him something free. And he said that is what made that night so very special. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America Investment Services. And let's take it over to Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, crews just cleaned up a crash that was on I-15 right at the 215 split. It was northbound. Of course, we had that big southbound crash earlier this morning. That's all gone. And really, there's no delays on I-15 in Salt Lake or Davis or Utah counties. A little bit busy over on 5600 West, just north of the 21st South Freeway going up towards I-80, where sometimes you have to wait for a train to cross the road. But otherwise, crash free on your midday drive. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development. Helping them succeed is an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Have the storm coming in, bringing in rain and snow showers in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. We've been telling you a lot this week about the coronavirus in China, and the numbers continue to skyrocket now with over 4,500 confirmed cases. We will go in-depth on that subject coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Doug Wright, the other day, as a matter of fact, it was on the movie show, I was talking about how much our family loves the Kinetico soft water system. And there are so many reasons to really appreciate what Kinetico has done for our family now over many, many years. At this time of year, it might be something you haven't really thought of. We talk a lot about how it makes the cleaning of your home so much easier in the dishwasher. What a difference it makes there, washing your clothes. But it's the way it reacts with your skin. First of all, you feel the difference on your skin, but at this time of year, we're in a dry climate to begin with. In the wintertime, we seal ourselves up, we heat up the air in our homes, and all of a sudden, the dry and itchy skin becomes a real issue. With the Kinetico soft water system, it makes a lot of difference. We love the people at Kinetico and the great product they have offered our family now for years. It's 801-576-8600. That's the number to call my friends at Kinetico, or go to softwaterutah.com and tell them Doug Wright says hi.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus Zbot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, into any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you!
A Valentine's Day gift that says more from Shane Company.
A stylish pendant with a natural red garnet, because it's the color of love and you're crazy about her.
Pearl drop earrings with colorful gemstones, because she'll tell everyone they're from her sweetheart.
A ring with the soft blue hue of aquamarine, because this year you want to surprise her with something spectacular.
Shane Company Valentine's Day gifts are made with natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, as well as cultured pearls and gemstones in every color. Beautifully designed, high-quality jewelry from $100 to thousands.
Our stunning heart pendant lined with traditional blue sapphires is only $190 and makes a wonderful gift. Hand her a Shane Company box tied with a burgundy ribbon and filled with the romantic gift of fine jewelry, because one simple gesture will tell her she's your Valentine. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Police have booked 44-year-old Creed Cole Lujan as they continue to investigate the abduction and alleged assault of a Hunter High student. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Utah lawmakers are in the process of repealing the newly passed tax reform bill. The House voted 70-1 to repeal the law. It next will be voted on by the Senate. Third is look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Freeways are all clear of delay right now. No crashes on city streets as we have this noontime drive in really good shape. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow showers moving in this afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
42 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's legal team is wrapping up their arguments today in the Senate impeachment trial. Jay Sekulow, the president's personal attorney, briefly referenced a book manuscript from former National Security Advisor John Bolton in saying impeachment,
it is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts. That's politics, unfortunately, and Hamilton put impeachment in the hands of this body.
That manuscript is now at the center of the Democratic push for calling additional witnesses. The New York Times says Bolton writes that President Trump told him he wanted to withhold military aid to Ukraine until Ukraine announced an investigation into the Bidens. A vote on witnesses will likely take place Friday. Earlier, President Trump was at the White House unveiling his plan for peace in the Middle East. He delivered a message for the Palestinian president.
President Abbas, I want you to know that if you choose the path to peace, America and many other countries, we will be there. We will be there to help you in so many different ways.
According to the plan, Palestinians would get a capital in what President Trump called Eastern Jerusalem. They would also eventually get a state for Palestinians if requirements are met. Jerusalem would be kept as the capital of Israel. NTSB investigators continue to collect evidence from the Calabasas, California site where a helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant and eight others crashed Sunday, killing all aboard. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
In new drone video sent out by the NTSB, investigators can be seen picking through burned, mangled wreckage of the helicopter. The main section is a ball of twisted metal, badly burned. The evidence so far giving no clear indication of why the chopper went down.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The number of people infected with the coronavirus in China continues to skyrocket with over 4,500 confirmed cases. The United States and several other nations are preparing to airlift citizens out of a Chinese city at the center of the virus outbreak that has now killed more than 100 people. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
New video of overcrowded hospitals in Wuhan. Emergency workers wearing masks and protective gear as they treat patients. We spoke with an American citizen, Johnny Danger, from Arizona, who says he and his children were offered a trip home but declined because his wife is not a U.S. citizen.
No one wants to be uncertain of when they're going to be able to go home.
For now, he and his family are staying in Wuhan, the epicenter of the crisis.
We're in just kind of basic precaution mode of not going outside, not going to interacting with people very closely.
Chinese state media releasing time-lapse video of a new hospital under construction to deal with the crisis as passengers on board flights around the world are screened for any symptoms. In America, the CDC says there are 5 confirmed cases and at least 110 possible cases across 26 states. Health officials say the virus has not spread in the U.S., and they say there's no evidence people are contagious if they don't show any symptoms. Now the U.S. government increasing staffing at 20 airports that contain quarantine facilities in an effort to screen passengers arriving from China. So again, that big headline from the CDC right now in America, this virus is not spreading, but of course that could change. And now we know that health officials are working on a vaccine that could take months, even years.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Well, people heading out and about right now are in actually really decent shape. Freeways have all been clear. A little bit busy on a few surface streets, but about what you'd expect. Mostly busy near on and off ramps. That includes Davis County up in Ogden and in throughout the Salt Lake Valley near the freeways, or even taking Bangor Highway or Mountain View Corridor or Redwood Road down in Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Showers moving in this afternoon, both rain and snow. Temperatures topping out in the 40s. It's colder tonight. Expect some snow tomorrow, but minimal accumulation. Highs tomorrow about 41 and a lot of clouds. Just a slight chance of snow Thursday. High that day also 41. Clouds and 45 on Friday. It's warmer for the weekend, up to near 50. Partly cloudy on Saturday and 55 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Colder Monday with a chance of snow in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. We're taking a look at your money news. A quick check of the markets. Boy, they're trying to make up some of yesterday's losses. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225. And remember, if you're headed back to the office right now, getting out of your car, you can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app right on your phone. It's powered by Any Hour Services.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum-whatter?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Hi, I'm Becky from IVC. Mark your calendar for Saturday, February 1st for the Love Your Legs event. You'll receive a free vein screening, an ultrasound, and a visit with one of our board-certified specialists. This is not your typical vein screening. This is an event for your sweetheart to be pampered. There'll be live music, vendors like Alpine Home Medical, and not just cookies and punch, but a wonderful selection of food. When you sign up, you get a free Valentine gift and a gift card to help out with date night, sponsored by Provo Beach. If you suffer from nagging leg or pelvic pain, then please join us at Love Your Legs. This February 1st event isn't just for the ladies, so men, don't be shy. Reserve your space today. Call 801-515-0037 or simply visit ivane.com. All proceeds benefit the Now I Can Foundation. IVC, life starts when the pain stops.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, you were up at the legislature yesterday. What are you talking about today?
A lot on the program today. We're going to look at some of the developments in the impeachment case against the president. We're also, later on in the program, we're going to take a look at the Deseret News and an edition published 34 years ago today. As you know, it's the 34th anniversary of the Challenger explosion, mm-hmm. And some of the ways that the paper covered it way back then are absolutely fascinating. We're going to see some of the comments made by then-Senator Jake Garn, an astronaut himself, along with some of the comments made by folks here in the community who were just caught off guard by that tragedy 34 years ago.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, live mic, coming your way at 1235. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Village Inn restaurants in Utah appear to have closed. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the restaurant's parent company has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and that the company abruptly closed 33 low-performing locations. The five locations in Utah are in Roy, North Salt Lake, West Jordan, Sandy, and Orem. KSL Drives. Toyota says it will be focusing on off-road enthusiasts at the upcoming Chicago Auto Show. The automaker will reveal special edition off-road trucks and SUVs. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank, and Chipotle has been hit with a $1.3 million fine after more than 13,000 child labor violations were found at its Massachusetts restaurants. The restaurant is accused of having employees under the age of 18 working past midnight and for more than 48 hours a week. Taking a look at your money, Dow up by 264 points. It sits at 28,800. S&P 500 up by 38. The NASDAQ up by 141 points. The United States Postal Service is helping you add an extra I love you to your Valentine this year. ABC's Dennis Foley has details from Texas.
Every year, the West Texas town of Valentine has been marking envelopes passing through its post office with a special Valentine's Day postmark designed by local students.
We design a postmark, and it is judged by members of the city council, and they select a winner.
The Postal Service's Becky Hernandez says this year's winner features a lovebird with the words Love Station, Valentine, Texas.
We do approximately 12,000 postmarks every year.
To get yours done, put your Valentine in another envelope, mail it to the Valentine, Texas post office, and your dear beloved will get a lovebird from deep in the heart of Texas. Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio. Aww,
fun idea. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Alpine Home Medical. We bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, I hear your ads for CPAP resupply all the time. What do I need to do to just get that taken care of?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's really simple. We can set up your CPAP resupply program within a few minutes. We'll work out the insurance for you, and then we'll start mailing the supplies straight to your door.
So you set it up, you work out the insurance, and then you send this stuff to my door. That sounds pretty easy.
You're right, it is. We could set you up today and have you sleeping better in no time. You can even chat with a CPAP specialist online.
So you help me set up the account, you deal with the insurance company, and you send me my CPAP supplies. It is easy.
It is. Just visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Win $500 in gas three times a day from KSL News Radio. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us when you listen. Tune all your radios to KSL and listen for your name at 640 a.m., 740 a.m., and 440 p.m. When you hear it, call us back within 15 minutes and you'll win $500 in fuel from Maverick, Adventure's first stop. You already listen. Why not get free gas? Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to get entered. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Andy Farnsworth, what's happening?
Well, it's pretty quiet on most of the city streets. I'm seeing Bangor Highway start to fill in a little bit southbound going through West Jordan, especially near 7800 South and Jordan Landing. I-15, though, looks fantastic. No crashes to report. City streets or freeways anywhere between Ogden and Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Another storm system bringing in some rain and snow showers this afternoon. Mountain snow, and then it gets colder for tonight. With falling temperatures, it's going to be a colder day tomorrow. Snow showers in the morning, and then a slight chance of snow tomorrow afternoon. We're expecting about an inch or less in the valleys. Tomorrow's high 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. Right now, 44 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour, the new emergency overnight shelter in Sugar House is getting used. Last week saw a low of 60 people there. Last night, it was up to 125 men and women. The executive director of Shelter the Homeless, Preston Cochran, says they try to determine where to send people when they check in at Catholic Community Services campus downtown.
The seasonal temporary overflow would be for folks that may not want to go to a resource center, so they may just want, you know, a temporary place to get some sleep that's warm and safe.
Cochran says they're looking for more donated bottled water to help those staying at the various shelters. We are learning more details about the abduction of a Hunter High student. Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police says the girl was walking home from school alone.
She was actually taken by force. She was grabbed off the street and forced into a vehicle.
The girl was reportedly taken to a man's home and assaulted, but was later able to escape. The man accused of the kidnapping, 44-year-old Creed Cole Lujan, has a criminal record going back years. He pleaded guilty to attempted murder in 2009, and state corrections records show that he is currently on parole. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump's Middle East peace plan calls for a creation of a state of Palestine with its capital and portions of East Jerusalem. It also calls for a four-year freeze in new Israeli settlement construction, during which time details of a comprehensive agreement would be negotiated. A Hamas official has already said that they reject President Trump's plan. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 254 points, sitting at 28,791. S&P 500, it's up by 40. And the NASDAQ, it's up by 135 points.